interesting story came up. Well, you guys linked to it on PC Per was that older versions of the Android operating system or older phones with the Android operating system. What is it? The quote, I'm going to quote Jeremy up on PCPro.com. Quote, it seems that the factory reset for Android 4.3 and below is flawed and that researchers were able to recover data from wiped phones. You know, the Register wrote the article up on this. Something like a half a billion Android phones could have data recovered and Google accounts compromised thanks to flaws in the default wiping feature. University of Cambridge scientists Lauren Simon and Ross Anderson have claimed. Google did not respond to the Register when they asked them about it. That's a pretty given, on one hand, a lot of people aren't recycling their phones or selling their phones because, you don't make any money off them. Although I was fascinated to find out there's a cell phone recycling kiosk that's showing up. You know, they have a couple thousand locations around the United States. And I laugh because like an iPhone 4S, they'll give you like, $20 for it, maybe $5 for it. And other phones, you'll get literally like $5 for it. It's kind of nasty. You know, because the article says the researchers had a success rate of 80% for recovering tokens for Google and Facebook, could even recover encryption keys. And the keys were encrypted, but they could be brute forced. So, Jeremy notes that you need to encrypt your phone with a long password before you wipe it and sell it, give it away, or toss it out. Given how in you know, given how creative the thievery community has gotten about stealing things that they find more useful than credit card numbers, this is a little ugly, I think. On the flip side, you may not care that somebody might be able to get your Facebook access, through your 4-year-old Android phone. It's
Are we at the
interesting.
Point where I need to like drive a nail through the NAND controller on the phone, like we used to drive a nail through the hard drive to really make sure it was unreadable?
Well, it's a long password's a good idea. It depends on how paranoid you are. I mean, you can, it's not recommended that you smash a phone into small pieces before you recycle it, but that's certainly an option. It's frustrating. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, it's also that was it reminds you of like one of the other announcements at Google I/O was that they launched what they call the Cloud Test Lab, which you upload your APK, essentially your files for an application, and Google will automatically test against the top 20 Android devices, which may not sound like a big deal unless you've done development on Android and you've had to deal with the fact that there are 42,000 flavors. I exaggerate slightly, but let's say there's 100 commonly used Android phones, and they might have, 2 to 6 different versions of the operating system, depending on how old they are. Exaggerating a little with six, I think, but, because the upgrades are coupled or because the carriers control the upgrades, you've heard me fuss about this before. Because the carriers control the upgrades, you can have a severe problem with your phone that's been fixed but not be able to upgrade it.
Right.
So, even if, Google does have a fix for this, it still has to get pushed through all of the carriers. And given, the age of the, it's messy. It's one more thing about this is a good time to remember to secure things and change passwords and be careful how you manage things. And if you are seriously paranoid, sure, smash your phone or drill a hole through your phone. But make sure you dispose of the remains in a place that does electronics recycling. It's interesting.